Hey, listen, if you're a first-time listener, if you just hit play for the first time on the Georgia On My Mind podcast, then first off, I want to say thank you. If you're a returning listener, then I also want to say thank you. But I got to give you this disclaimer before you continue listening to this particular podcast. When I started recording, my microphone was off. I'm just going to get straight to the point. And so as this podcast goes on, what you hear after this is a bit distorted. And I had to give you the courtesy of that disclaimer, because if you're anything like me and you listen to podcasts, I have a very bougie ear when it comes to listening to podcasts. I want everything to be crystal clear and like it's mixed and mastered, okay? And if it's not, then my mind goes to, I don't want to hear this. It sounds cheap. It sounds blah, 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 blah. And I might miss out on some great content because I have that bougie ear and I just don't, you know, fight through it and listen to what someone has to say. But if you're anything like me, that is something that will make me go next. So with that being said, I don't want you to hit next. Bear with me. It doesn't sound like that all the time. And I think you might enjoy this particular podcast. So sit back, pull up a chair. If you're driving, relax, focus on the road, and enjoy the show. Bye, guys. Thank you. If this is your first time tuning in, then I want to say thank you for hitting that play button. I always love to have company. If you're a returning listener, then hey, y'all, thank y'all for coming back to kick it with me. I surely appreciate it, and y'all know I love to have company. So pull up a chair, you know what I'm saying, and relax, and let's chit-chat. So, there's a lot of new things that have been going on with me. Some really great, wonderful things. Some very trying times have happened in the last few months. And, you know, a lot of self-observation and self-awareness. And, you know, I mean, it's been like so much to talk about. But I really wanted to talk to you guys today. And just get some things off of my chest. I don't even have a specific topic. I mean, for those of you who follow me on social media, you guys know what's been going on, and I've spoken very little about that. But I definitely will now that I'm in the mood to talk and share what's on my mind again. And, you know, kind of get those things out there. But how are you guys doing? How's your holidays been? How was your Thanksgiving? Here we are approaching Christmas. And the number one holiday that matters more to me, which is my birthday, it's coming up here on December 21st. Your girl will be the big 39. I will be 39 years old. And I'm just looking like, yo, where did the time go? I feel like I did when I was in high school, except, you know, a couple aches and pains, which I guess comes over time. But other than that, I feel amazing. My circle has gotten significantly smaller, not due to any like drama or anything like that, but just because, you know, time will tell who stands the test of time. And that sounded very prolific, but it was probably super simple. But it's true. And so, you know, people just live their lives and gradually are pulled apart. And, you know, you just kind of learn how to function without different people. And because my husband and I, we moved to a whole new city, I'm not around a lot of people that I know. I have one good girlfriend who lives 3 miles down the road, which is amazing. So whenever I do want to go out and have a lunch or whatever, I can always call her and be like, let's go hang. But besides for that, all the people who I typically would have hung out with are a lot further away now. And so I'm just like, okay, God, you got me out here with my husband in this really nice, very nice area. You know, the neighborhood is really kind of upscale. You know, we did pretty good for the area that we moved in, and we enjoy it, but I don't know nobody here. So I mean, it is like a brand new fresh start. And granted, our first month has been really difficult here. I'm just looking for the lesson in it. I'm trying not to sit in the turmoil of it all. And I know you guys are like, why is she using words like turmoil and things like that? Trust me, I will get into it. But besides for that, I'm just kind of like in this space, like, okay, God, I'm being refined. I'm definitely being undone and redone and breaking away from some old habits, unlearning a lot of things that I have been taught throughout my whole entire life. And I am just trying to figure some things out. So it's been interesting. I cannot wait to share with you all what's been going on as far as marriage, as far as work, as far as my personal life and my hobbies. I'm looking forward to sharing some of that with you, the ups and the downs. So with that being said, thank y'all. This is the Georgia On My Mind podcast. And again, I'm so happy that you guys decided to press play. Like I said, if you've been here a long time, you guys know I drop these episodes like Beyonce drops albums out the blue. Okay, and I need to get better with that. I struggle with consistency, not because I don't want to be consistent, because I really enjoy doing this podcast. But, you know, life happens and things happen to where I might not be in a mood to talk, or I might not have the time to talk, or just a lot of things. But, you know, I need to really focus on making this a priority, because by the numbers that I'm seeing from who's listening and how often you guys are listening, there's somebody out there that actually likes my little podcast. And so, you know, I owe it to you to be consistent and give you that content that you look for every now and then. And I definitely appreciate it, because I know sometimes my husband don't be wanting to listen to me. But if you do, then God bless you and I thank you. So anyway, let's get started with the show.
So back here in October, my husband and I, we bought our first home. We are super elated to be homeowners. To not be paying rent, especially here in California, is a big deal. I think even to purchase in California is a big deal. But here we are, first time home buyers, and you know, we are on the other side of fear. And you know, we landed in our worst fear. What do you mean, Georgia? Okay, I'm about to get into that. So what happened was, so we closed in October. Super big deal. We closed the deal, and now we need to pack. We need to get out of here. So I had initially, once we put in our offer and our loan officer told us that it looked good, like we really think you're going to, you know, this is going to be your home, we began to pack. So I did the majority of the packing because my husband, he works a lot. And in hindsight, I think I wanted to pack more because I organize better than my husband does. I think had I left it up to him, he probably would have just threw stuff in boxes and we'd have been looking for everything forever. But I'm a little bit more anal. Like, I need to make sure everything is labeled. I need to write what's in the box, because I don't want to spend a lot of time looking for stuff. That's just me. I ain't got the patience for that. So I spent a lot of time packing, and it was exhausting physically and mentally because I also work from home. So imagine packing and working from home. Now my space is cluttered. Everything is everywhere. So that weighs on me heavy, especially mentally, because when my space is cluttered, oh man, I can't think straight. You know, like when you gotta pee real bad. I don't know about y'all, but if I have to pee really, really, really bad, I can't think straight. I can't think straight, period. I just can't. So that's what it felt like for like 2 weeks in my home. It felt like I couldn't think straight because my house was too cluttered. But anyway, shout out to my cousins and my nephew for coming through to help us move all the big stuff, right? So eventually we got everything out. My cousins and my nephew came down and helped us move the big things. And here we are at the tail end of moving. We only had like really small items and some cleaning to do in our apartment that we were living in. So here we are. Everything's moved down to the new place. We are spending our first night there. You know, of course, we're reminiscing on our prior 5 years in the old spot and just relishing in the moment, like, look, yo, we are here. Spending our first night in our new home. You know, mwah, 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 all that good lovey-dovey stuff that, you know, married couples do. So we went to sleep. We woke up the next day with the intentions of going back, finishing up the little bit that was left at the old spot, and then coming back home to just like pass out. So we woke up the next day and Hubs went to the restroom and he was like, yo, there's no water. And I was like, what? He's like, the water's turned off. So I'm thinking that maybe it's because I didn't reach out to the water department or the city to tell them like, yo, it's my address, I live here now, come cut on the water. And I was like, okay, well then I'll just give him a call later. So we moved into a community where we are part of a HOA. And so we went to the HOA office and we asked them like, yo, there's no water. And they were like, oh, it's a scheduled shutdown. And there's a scheduled shutdown and it should be back on later. So we didn't think anything of it. We just was like, okay. So we went back to our old spot. We're there a few hours cleaning up and packing up the last little bit. And then we came back. We came back a few hours later though. So I happened to be driving that time and I was backing the truck into the garage and my husband got out to kind of guide me into the garage. And he went in the house to cut on the lights and he ran back out and he was like, we have a problem. We have a big problem. And I was like, what? And he was like, you need to get out. We have a problem. The second time I heard like the urgency in his voice, and I've never heard that type of urgency from him before. So I stopped in the middle of the street and I parked the truck. I did not move back any further. I know I was blocking the street. And I got out, and when I walked in my house, when I tell you, my worst nightmare came true. I mean, my worst nightmare came true. When I walked in my house, my first floor was, it was raining. It was raining. Not sprinkling, you know what I'm saying? Not like a couple drops here or there. It was raining on my first floor. And so, all the boxes were wet. My couch was wet. There was water trapped in the wall. So there were water blisters going down my beautiful white walls. There was puddles on the floor. It was a mess. It was a hot mess. And when I'm telling, it was just leaking. Water was everywhere. And I just began to shake. I was like, wait a minute, where is this coming from? So immediately I ran upstairs and I went into the master bathroom. And of course, lo and behold, there's the water on, running. Okay. And so immediately I ran there and I turned it off, and the water had filled up in the sink and overflowed and had been running for 4 hours. Okay. Now I know what you're thinking. Did you get an inspection? They should have checked that. Blah, 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 blah. Yes, absolutely. We got an inspection. Our real estate agent is the absolute best. She was not going to let us buy no home without getting an inspection. This was just a super, super freak accident that could have happened to anyone. Now, why was the water on? So that morning when my husband told me that the water was off, I did go into the restroom to try the water in the master bathroom because he had went to a different one. So I went into the restroom, but we have the type of water faucets that only have one handle. So you lift it up and you lift it to the left or the right for hot or cold. Well, when I lifted it up, there was no water that came out. So when I attempted to push it back down, it was not all the way down. So therefore, when, you know, the HOA manager, general manager, told us that there was a water shut off, we didn't think nothing about it, and I didn't think nothing about it, because like I said, when I turned on the water to check, no water came out, so there was nothing to gauge whether it was on or off when I pushed it back down. Now this is the thing, even if the water was to come back on and just be running, it should have just went down the drain, right? So no, obviously there was a clog in the piping that we didn't know about, or it was like I was able to like there was a clog in the pipe that I didn't know about, and so when the water came back on, it filled up in the sink and ran over, and it ruined the carpet, it ruined the vanity, and it was on for 4 hours, and so therefore it leaked downstairs. So long story short, well, it's probably been 9 minutes, but my very first home, our very first home, flooded on the first night. And when I tell you all the things that can go through your head that are not, well, speaking for myself, every negative, humiliating thought or idea that could pop up in my head did. Things like, you wasn't ready for no home. You wasn't ready to be no homeowner. You should have stayed in that apartment. This is too much for you. Your family gonna laugh. Your friends gonna laugh. Well, you know, if they really your friends, they not. But you know. And it was, I took pride on not sharing the fact that we were looking for a home for a year. And that was hard, because y'all know, like, I like to post on social media, right? So I took a lot of pride in not sharing that. That was something special between me, my husband, and the one or two people who knew. And so when we finally got our keys and we posted that picture in front of our door and was like, yo, we are about to be homeowners, it was like, yes. And then for like a week later, after moving, we no longer have a living room. We no longer have a master bedroom, bathroom, the carpet, all that, none of that. So it took a toll. It took a huge toll on us as individuals. It took a toll on our marriage. It took a toll on me personally. Like, I thought I could outsmart depression, and it snuck up on me through the back door. Okay. And it's been a heck of a 2 months. I'm okay, and I'm at the point now where I can talk about it, because everything is going to be taken care of. Everything is being completely rebuilt. We've been living in a skeleton of a home for the past 2 months. When I say a skeleton, meaning everything had to be gutted out. Everything. So they came in and they tore out all the walls. This is from the first floor. They tore out all the walls, all the ceiling. They took apart the kitchen. So we have no functioning kitchen. The oven is in the living room. The dishwasher is in the living room. All the kitchen cabinets are in the living room, in a pile. They took up all the flooring. And all of that has to be redone. So I'm staying in a partially completed home. My husband and I have been confined to one bedroom and mostly using one bathroom in a 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath home. And so it's been difficult, to say the least, but we've been getting through, but it has not been easy. And like I said, I'm at a point now where I can talk about it, because I know for a fact that everything is going to be taken care of. And we're basically going to get a completely remodeled first floor. Thank God for our insurance and the HOA insurance. They're covering a portion of it, and we have to cover an excruciatingly high portion of it. But all I can say is, by the grace of God, it is not going to hurt us. It is not going to hurt us. And we get a completely remodeled first floor. And they're going to remodel my upstairs master bedroom. And I get brand new carpet and brand new flooring. And I get to pick every single thing. I get to pick the floors. I get to pick the paint colors. I get to pick the cabinets. And in hindsight, you would think that that would be like super fun, right? But it's hard because I'm not an interior decorator. I have an idea of what I want, but I don't want to mess this up because this is going to be our home. So that's been another added stress. Like, I mean, when we first moved in there, you know, I did, the floors were a little bit dated, and at some point I did want to change them. This definitely was not how I intended on this being whatsoever. But you know, one thing I've learned out of this whole situation is I ain't questioning how God decided to bless me, okay? Because he definitely went way past what I could ask or think. And all I was asking the Lord and my husband for was new floors. But it definitely was not not anything like this. So there definitely was a blessing in all of this, but it definitely came with its challenges, and some challenges that I'm still working through. And I'll probably discuss all that on another episode, but I did want to address this slightly pink elephant because, I did my very next post about my home was about the flooding. And I know a lot of people were, a little taken back by that, and the support that we got after I posted that was like incredible. And I really appreciated everybody's kind words and sympathy towards us, and all the love. I really did feel it. It was really dope, and we appreciate that. But man, I just want to say, make sure you guys, if you're a new homeowner, or if you're thinking about buying a home, yes, always get an inspection. However, my situation was such a freak accident. I mean, it literally could have happened to anyone. And in our case, this is something that could have happened, whether it happened on day one, like it did with us, or 5 months, a year, 5 years down the line. This is just something that could have just happened. And I mean, in hindsight, my husband and I were saying that, you know, maybe we were kind of glad that it happened in the beginning, because we're glad that it happened in the beginning because it gives us so much experience on our home and the process of how things work, especially with the insurance. And I mean, with our home was not brand new, of course. It was built in 2005. So it's 15 years old, which is relatively young for a home. But not often do you get to see the inside structure of your home like we have. And so that's been interesting. That's been one bright side that I tried to find when I walk in and see the skeleton of my own. But I mean, at least I get to see, you know, what's going to be behind this new sheetrock that goes up and that type of thing. But I did want to address it because I did tell my loved ones on social media that I would share with them at a later time what happened. So that's what happened. There was a scheduled water shut off. The water came back on, and when it came back on, the nozzle was not all the way down and it flooded. So that is what happened. And yeah, I still love our new home. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. I still can't wait until we can make it our own. I mean, we're really making it our own now, because now that we get to pick everything, it's like, okay, this is something that you really only get a chance to do in a new build. And, you know, so I got to give credit where credit is due. I don't believe in coincidences and things like that. I know God's hand was in this the whole time. And that's, like I said, those are other episodes that I definitely plan on sharing with you, because when I tell you I've gotten so close to God through this whole situation, like I was getting closer to God before this, but man, when I tell you I've been holding on to his leg, you know, like a little kid when they hold on to their daddy leg and they be like, don't leave. That's how I've been cleaving, not only to my husband, but to the Lord, because I really think my mind was like on its way out of here. And I'm just grateful that I'm in a place where I can share with y'all what happened. So I don't mean to make this all melancholy and all sad, but I just wanted to hurry up and get this episode out the way, because I know a lot of my loved ones really wanted to know what happened. And I just thank y'all for y'all support and y'all love that y'all showed us. So with that being said, I'm gonna go ahead and close this episode out and just say that make sure if you buy a new home, get your inspection and make sure you have insurance. Make sure you have insurance. Otherwise, anything like this was to happen to you, you would have a super large bill before your first mortgage payment. And that is not the business. That is not the business. So anyways, loved one, we're going to close this episode out. And I'm going to holler at y'all in a little bit. Hey, loved ones. I want to thank y'all for hanging out with me up until this point. You know, going down the yellow brick road of what happened with our house and how we are managing getting through this. Again, I want to say I really appreciate everybody for their support and all of those people who reached out and actually picked up the phone and called us to check on us once they did find out what was going on. That type of thing really means a lot to my husband and myself. And so it definitely doesn't go unnoticed, and we appreciate and love you guys so much. Definitely want to thank you guys for tuning in and listening to the Georgia On My Mind podcast. You guys know how I can be. I ain't finna go there, but if you listen to this, if you came back and you listened to this one, then thank you. And I'm never gonna leave you guys with without a little bit of unsolicited advice. I'm gonna stop saying it's unsolicited, because even though you don't ask for it, I don't care, I'm gonna give it to you anyway. So I'm always gonna leave you with a little bit of advice. And what that is to pray and talk to God, meditate and let him talk to you, spread positivity and love everywhere you go in any way you can, and take care of one another, because we are all we got. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to contact me or engage with me on this particular episode, or any episode for that matter, then feel free to hit me up on social media. Feel free to hit me up on social media. You can find me on TikTok. I love TikTok. TikTok is nice. I like TikTok a lot better than I like Twitter. It's not as dark as Twitter to me. But my name on there is Georgia On My Mind _podcast. And on IG, my name is Georgia On My Mind, but there is no I in the word mind. So it's Georgia On My Mind, MND. And I would love to hear from you. If you want to send in an email, write me a letter, ask me a question, something like that. You can always send in on social media, but I don't assume that everyone has social media. Maybe you just have an email. So you can send me an email at onmymindpod@gmail.com. And I will be happy to engage with you through email and possibly bring it up here on the show. So with that being said, I want to send you guys out. I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. Next week is, next Saturday is Christmas. So I'm wishing and hoping for everybody to have a safe and healthy holiday with your families and your loved ones. And y'all take care. Peace out until the next time. All right, loved ones. Bye.